Mesechtes Nazir, Daf Mem Gimel, three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Beis and Beis. Just a quick recap. We saw machlokes between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef as to what Rav Yehuna stated. Rabbah said that Rav Yehuna holds that there's two separate issuim for a Nazir that becomes Tameh. The first is based on the Pasuk that states, Kol Yimei Yizir LaHashem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai, and the second is from the Pasuk, La'aviv U'le'imo, La'achiv L'achayse, Lo Yitam Olohem B'maisam, and therefore, as long as either the Nazir received Hasra for both Lavim and the Nazir became Tomei based on Tumas Mago, and then also became Tomei through Tumas Oil, or if the Nazir only became Tomei through Tumas Oil, he would be over on both Lavin. He would receive Malchus because he was over on the Lav of Lo Yitamo, and he would also receive Malchus because he came into an Oil HaMeis, and he was over on the Issa of Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavai. And we saw that Abaya brought a Raya to his Shita from a Braisa, and Rabbi Yosef asked Abaya from our Mishnah. And in order to explain the Shita of Rabbah, Abaya was Mechalik between the Braisa and the Mishnah, and he explained that if a Nazir becomes Tamei through Tumas Maga, and while he's still holding on to the mace, he once again touches another mace, so surely in that case, the Nazir would only be Chayiv one set of Malkus, since he was already Mechulul, and he didn't add on any additional Tumah. Masha Enkin, if the Nazir already let go of the original mace, and Edom give him another Asra, and he once again touches either the same or another corpse, then even Rabbah would agree that the Nazir would be Chayiv an additional set of Malkus, since he was now Mace of Tumah al Tumasai. As even though originally Reuven became Tomei by touching a mace, once Reuven leaves go of that corpse, if he would go and touch Shimon, Shimon would only become a Rishon LeTumah and only be Tomei until the evening, while now that the Nazir goes and picks up another corpse or touches another corpse, so at this point the concept of Tumah B'chiburin applies, and if Reuven now also touches Shimon, the electricity concept would apply, and we would consider as if Shimon is directly touching the corpse as well, and he becomes an Avot Tumah and is Tomei for 7 days. And therefore, Abaye explained that Rabbah and Rav Huna hold that even though Reuven was already Chayim Malkus for the Issa of Lo Yitama based on the fact that he originally touched a corpse, and at that point he became Tamei L'Meis, however, once he leaves go of the corpse, and then he retouches that corpse or another corpse, then he's adding on Tumah to his Tumah, and therefore, he's going to be Chayim yet again on the Issa of Lo Yitama, and he'll be Chayim two Malkus for the same Lav, one for Lo Yitama originally when he touched the corpse, and once again, once he retouches the corpse, he'll be Chayim once again for the Issa of Lo Yitamo. And the way that we just explained Agamara is based on Shitas Taisus and the first pshat that's brought in the Rush, but Ayin the Rush, where it brings a second pshat as well, Ayin Shum. Now, of course, everything that we just said is the Shita of Rabbah, as explained by Abaya. However, Rabbi Yosef had a version that Rav Huna actually stated his din that a Nazir will be Chayiv two Malkus, even if a Nazir is holding a corpse, and then at the same time, he touches another corpse. Agamara will focus on the Shita of Rabbah, as explained by Abaya. And our Gemara now continues and asks on Abaye's explanation of Rabbah that we just stated Aval Tumah B'Tumah Loi, that if while Reuven is still holding onto a corpse and there is Tumah B'Chiburin and therefore his Tumah is on the highest level, and then Reuven touches another corpse while he's still touching the original corpse, that Rabbah taught us in the name of Rav Huna that we can't add a second Chiyuv of Malkus in this case. And as the Gemara says, since at this point Reuven isn't being Meisif any Tumah, since at the time they touched the second corpse, he is still touching the first corpse, and therefore it's mukach the rabbi holds that in a similar scenario, Reuven was Tumi Meis from Tumas Mago and is still holding onto the corpse and is on the highest level of Tumah of Tumah B'chiburin. And even so, if at that point Reuven walks into an Oil HaMeis, he would still be Chayiv an additional set of Malkus. But the Gemara asks, by this case of Tumah Ubi and Nami, how could he be Chayiv two sets of Malkus HaMetama V'Koyi if he's already completely Tumi because he's touching a Meis and he's still holding onto the Meis, and therefore he's on the level of Tumah B'chiburim, and by going into the oil, he isn't being Meisif Tumal Tumasai, so how could it be that he'd be Chayiv a separate set of Malkus? And at the end of Taisus Diba Maschel, Maishna Tumah V'Tumah Deloi, Dav Metam V'Koi, Taisus actually adds in to this question, and he states that even if you can tell me the case is where Reuven touched a mace, and therefore was already Tumay based on Maga mace, and then he was already Pirish, and he's not touching the mace any longer, and at this point Reuven walks into an oil of mace, and maybe that is why he's going to be Chayiv two Malkus, since he's being Meisif Tumal Tumasai. But if that is the scenario, then this is not a chiddush specifically about a lav for Maga and a lav for Eil HaMeis, as the same din would apply by Maga, since it's not Mechul V'Oimid, as we explained before, then in the case where there's a Maga and then another Tumas Maga, where you Meisif Tumal Tumasai, then you'd be Chayiv two Malkus, and therefore there wouldn't be a chiddush to tell us that there's an extra Malkus based on Lo Yitama and based on Lo Yavai. And the Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Yechon explains, Kan Bebayis, Kambisada, that in a chenami, in a case where the nazir was still touching the corpse, then if the nazir goes into an oil mace, he certainly couldn't be chayiv an additional set of malchus. However, Rabbi Yechanan explains that when Rabbi stated in the name of Rav Huna that there is a possibility for a nazir to be oivah on two isurim, and he'll be oivah on the issa of lo yitama, and he'll also be oivah on the issa of lo yavai, that's talking about a case where the nazir was not tame at all, and he just walked into an oil mace, and since prior to walking into an oil mace, he wasn't tame at all, therefore at this point that he becomes tame, he's being oivah simultaneously two different isurim. He'll be oivah the issa of lo yitama, because at this point he becomes tame, and he's also oivah the issa of lo yavai, because he went into an oil mace. And the chiddush of Rav Huna is that the only way that a person could be chayiv for two malchus when he does one action, and it's actually going to be mechayiv him two malchus with basachas, is only going to be possible in a house and when someone goes into an oil mace. However, if he's in a sada and he's not in a bias, it's impossible to find a case that nazir will be chayiv for two chiyuvim of malchus simultaneously. And Taisus at the bottom of the Amud explains, Sharim Noga with base basim basachas, if Ruvain, who is in nazir, touches two mesim at the same time, kulu chad hasrai, then it's based on one hasra, as the only hasra that could be given to this nazir was that he should not become tamei, and since during this entire time he is touching a mace, therefore he's not being moisif tumal tamasai, and he'll only be chayiv one malchus. And the same is of course true if Reuven is holding a mace, and at the same time someone passes him another mace, then once again he's not being moisif tumal tamasai, and he's not going to be chayiv two malchus. And the Gemara continues on daf mem gimel alav, and the Gemara will ask another question on the shita of Rabbah, that how could it be that Rabbah holds that lefi Rav Huna the pasuk states lo yichalal, which teaches us that if he was already mechul va'imed and he's not adding on any tumah al tumasai, then he will only be chayiv for one malchus and he won't be chayiv for two malchus. But if so, b'bayis nami, then lechayir the same din should apply even in the case where Reuven was not tamei and he walks into an oil mace, that lemaisa he should not be chayiv two malchus. And before we explain the reason, let's just point out when there's a corpse in a building, then we consider the entire oil mace that's considered kemal yutum yadamir, that the entire space is filled with tumah, and therefore if someone would put only their fingertip into the oil mace, then it would be, it's as if the hand and his finger is touching the mace, and immediately at that moment this person will become tamei mace based on maga hatuma, based on touching the mace. However, in regard to becoming tamei based on walking into an oil, the din is that the only way the oil mace works is if roiv gufa, if a person goes into an oil mace. And therefore the Gemara explains that if Reuven wasn't tamei at all and he walks into an oil mace, kiven da al yada yistav, since when a person walks they swing their arm, therefore their arm is going to go into the oil mace first, and once his arm goes in, it's as if his arm touched the tumor, and therefore based on maga tumor, his entire body is now tamei. Since, as we stated, the only way to become tamei by oil hamase is by having rave of your body go into the oil, and therefore ki ayel kule tamei hu, at the point that he already has rave of his body in the oil hamase, he was already tamei, and therefore, as we said, if you're not going to be meisif tumal tamasai, you can't be chayiv a separate set of malchus, and therefore, how could it be that Rabbi said over the name of Rav Huna that in this case you'd be chayiv two malchus simultaneously? And the Gemara therefore says elam Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar states sir if yaday mishum tum ikol mishum bialeka ein chenami. If a person swings his arms and his arms go into the oil first, then surely he'll only be chayiv one malchus, as he's only going to be chayiv for becoming tamei through maga tuma. And as we explained, because it's as if his finger touched the mace. And as Taisus at the top of the Amud states, the oil mace kamal yotum yadami umiyad shahoshid yadei befnim ki ilu noga b'mace. And therefore, at that moment, you're already chayiv malchus for lo yitame, and you're not going to be chayiv malchus at all for lo yavai, because l'maisa at that point you're not being moisif tomal tomasai. And Rabbi Elazar comes to explain the pshat in Rabbah v'tzir of gufay tumo ubiya b'hadei adadikasu. And if you want to know a case where you will be chayiv to malchus when someone walks into an oil mace, that's talking about a case where Reuven, who is a nazir, was completely tar, and prior to walking into the oil mace, he makes sure that his hands and his arms are on the side of his body and they don't move, and simultaneously as he walks into the house he becomes tamei, and therefore he has both isurim that come at that moment. First of all, he has the issa of lo yitama, because at that moment he became tamei, and number two, he also came into oil at that moment, and therefore he has a second issa and a second chiyuv of malchus based on lo yavai. And the Gemara continues and and says that this is not a good pshat either, because that it's impossible when a person's walking into a home, even if he makes sure that his arms aren't swinging and they're at the side of his body, but the first thing that will enter the house is a person's nose, and therefore once again it's impossible to be mechayev him two malkas, because at the moment that his nose went into the bayis, it's considered as if his nose touched the corpse, and therefore his body became completely tamei. And once Reiv's body goes into the Oil HaMeis, at that point he was already completely tamei, and he's not being Moisef Tumal Tumasai, and therefore once again it's impossible to find a case where a Nazir will be Chayiv two Malkis for entering into a Oil HaMeis. And the Gemara continues, Elam Rava, and therefore Rava says, Hichtis Yadai, or as some agurs, Hichtis Chaitmai, or as some agurs, Hichtis Reishai, Mishim Tum Ika, Mishim Bialeka, that in a Chanami, in a case where a person's nose, or a person's head, or a person's hands go into the Oil HaMeis first, then certainly he'll only be chayiv one malchus, and he can't be chayiv the second malchus for lo yavai, as at the moment that part of his body went into the Oil HaMeis, he became tamei based on mago, and therefore at that moment he was chayiv one malchus for lo yitamei. And even though Reiv of his body will enter into the Oil HaMeis a moment later, he's not going to be chayiv for lo yavai, because he's not being meisiv tumal tumasai. And therefore Rava continues and explains that where do we find a case where someone will be chayiv two malchus for entering into an Oil HaMeis? That's in a case where Hichtis Gufay, where Reuven actually made sure that his body went into the Oil HaMeis first, and he made sure to, number one, keep his hands and his arms on his side, and number two, he made sure to tilt his head backward, and this way his nose didn't go into the Oil HaMeis first. In this case, since his body came into the Oil HaMeis at one time, therefore Tumo Bia Bahadiyah Dadikasin, so you have a case where he'll be over on the Issa of Lo Yitame and on the Issa of Lo Yavai at the same moment, and that's why he'll be Chayev to Chiyuv and Mamalkas in this scenario. However, the Gemara continues and is still not satisfied, as v'ha'yef should le'ayel etzpasa dekroi b'reisha v'nachas hu'toma, the lemaisa, when a person's walking to the Oil HaMeis, his feet and his toes must have gotten into the Oil HaMeis first, and as we stated, once his toe goes into the Oil HaMeis, it's as if his toe touched the meis, and therefore his entire body became tami meis based on maga, and at that point he was over on the issa of lo yitama, and the only time he's going to be over on the issa of lo yavai is only at the later point when Reiv's body gets into the Oil HaMeis, and at that point he's not being meis of tumal tumasai, and therefore he won't be chayiv a second malchus. And in a moment we will see two different akuntas that are brought by Rav Papa and by Mar Rav Ashi in order to answer this question. But before we continue, let's just point out two different things that Taisus mentions. Number one, Taisus states that it was impossible for the Gemara to say that Reuven actually walked into the house backwards, and this way his feet and his nose and his hands didn't go into the house first. That could have been a valid akunta as to how he became tamei and he would be chayiv two malchus simultaneously. And Taisus says, "Vali matzlok me b'boil beis acharanis deloish me bia," as since this is not the derech in order to walk into a home, that's not considered as if he walked in, and he would not be chayiv malchus in that scenario. And Taisus also states, "Ulekulu matzlo mifrach lemaisan." All the gemaras of kimtas, really, the gemara could have given one teretz that holy efshid loy al miyuta breisha, as it's impossible that some of his body wouldn't go into the home first, and at that point he'll become tummy based on maga, and of course he won't be tummy yet for Oil HaMeis until Reiv of his body goes into the home, and therefore in all cases it would be impossible to find a case where Reuven could be chayiv two malchus simultaneously. And the gemara now continues with two terutzim, Elam Rav Papa, and therefore Rav Papa teaches us kugoyin shenichtas b'shita teva migdal. The case was where Reuven went into a box or into some sort of enclosure prior to going into the Oil HaMeis, and once the box was already in the Oil HaMeis, his friend came and opened up the covering of the box, and therefore the tumo bib hadadikasin. In this case, there is a case of simultaneous tumo, as at the moment that his friend took off the covering of the box, automatically Reiv of his body was in the Oil HaMeis, and he became tame based on Oil HaMeis, and therefore he was over on the Issa of Lo Yitama and the Issa of Lo Yavai simultaneously, and that's why he'd be chayiv two malchus according to Rabba in the name of Rav Huna. And Taisus points out that if the Gemara means dafka that his friend took off the covering, then it would be a problem, because in our Gemara we stated that Reuven would be chayiv malchus, and l'chayir, since his friend took off the covering, so Reuven would not be chayiv malchus because it would be a lav she'im b'maisa. And therefore Taisus says v'tzarech leimet hu m'seyei l'hosa maziva, that Reuven, who was the nazir, actually helped his friend by taking off the maziva with him, d'habihisu b'le malchus ari, as we're talking about a case where there is malchus, and by Reuven assisting his friend in removing the covering, he actually did a maisa, and it's a lav she'ish b'maisa. And others explain that since at the point that Reuven went into the shita teva migdal, and at that point he did a maisa, therefore that's considered enough of a maisa to be mechayev malchus. And still others explain that the only time we have the concept of lav shei maisa ain like in love is if that lav is impossible to be done with a maisa. However, in this case, since in general this issa is performed with a maisa, therefore, even though it's a case where he didn't do a maisa, he'd still be chayev malchus. And the Gemara continues with another pshat. Mar Barvashi explains kegoyin da ayel kshugaisis. The case where you'll be chayev to malchus is in a scenario where Reuven, who is in Nazir, went into a home where his friend Shimon was lying, and his friend Shimon was a geisis. V'nafik nishmasei ad Yosef. And while Reuven was inside the house, Shimon died, and therefore at that point the tumo biyub had the adodikasin. Since at the moment that Shimon died, roiv of Reuven's body was in the oil amaze. Therefore, at that moment, Reuven was simultaneously over the issa of lo yitamo as well as the issa of lo yavai. And the Rosh is bothered that l'chira, of course, in this case, you had to have astra. And since at the point when Shimon was a geisis, no one knows that he's going to die, so how is it possible to give an astra to Reuven that he's not allowed to stay in the home if, of course, there's a din of astra suffolk lo yishma astra? And the Rosh gives two terutzim. Number one, that Mar Ravashi's teretz is only according to Man Omar, that astra suffolk shma astra. And number two, he says that since Rav Geisim Alam Misa, therefore it's not considered Hasra Suffolk. And since the Edom know that Shimon is a Geisis, therefore when they tell Reuven that you have to leave this home, because if you don't do so and Shimon dies, you'll be over on the Issa of Leitame and Leyavai, that is not considered Hasra Suffolk. And prior to continuing with the next Gemara, the Gemara will discuss the following two Psukim. The first Pasuk is discussing the din of a Kohen Hedit, who is also to become Tame to Mesim. And the Pasuk says, Leitame Baal Ba'am of Lahi Choloi, a Kohen Hedit, who is a master in your nation, should not become tummy and should therefore not defile himself. And keep in mind that the Gemara will also understand the term lecholoi to be from the lashon of cholol, from the lashon of a corpse. And the Gemara will also discuss the pasuk in Pashas Nasir bin Gay and Nazir that states la'avu v'lima la'achva achayse loyitam lohem b'maysam kineza l'kav al reishai. And the Gemara begins Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa lecholoi at shoshiyamus. The Tana Kama states that the pasuk that says loyitam b'al ba'am of lecholoi teaches us that if someone's about to die, he's not mitame until he actually dies and until he becomes a cholol. But prior to that point, even if he's a geisis or he actually was stabbed multiple times and therefore he definitely will die, he is still not mitame, and therefore a kohen would not be over on any yisurim. And the Mefarish explains Tanur Rabbanan leitame b'al ba'am of lecholoi at shoshiyamus mutar lasik bay, until the point that he actually dies, it's mutar for a kohen to be isaac with that person ve'ino over lov mishum leichal at shoshiyamus v'hai kro kohen b'kohen. And even though this pasuk is discussing a kohen, we learned the din of Nazir from a Kohen, and the same din applies. And the Braisa continues, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that we learned this from the Pasuk by Nazir that states, Lo Yitamala B'Maisam, and we learn out the same din, Ad Shiyamos, that the only time that there's an Issa to be Metapa with a mace is only at the point that he dies, but prior to him actually dying, there would not be an Issa for him to be Metapa with this person. And the Gemara now asks, My Benayo, it seems that the Tanakam and Rabbi are stating the same thing, although the Tanakam is learning this from a Kohen Hedit, and Rebbe's learning from a Nazir, but the Maisa the din comes out the same. And Amar Bechlan, Rabbi Bechlan says, Einachanami, Mashmois Darshan Iker Benau, that Einachanami, there is no nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rebbe. Tanakam learns from Kohen Hedit, and then extends that to the din of Nazir, and Rebbe learns this from the din of Nazir, and he extends the din that we learn from a Nazir to the din of a Kohen Hedit. However, the Gemara continues, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish states, Geisis Iker Benau, there actually is a nafkamina between the Tanakam and Rebbe, and that nafkamina would be, Benegay is someone who's a Geisis, Lemanda Oma, according to the Tanakam, that learns this din from Leicholai, then the issa for a kohen to be metapel with someone is even if that person is still a cholol and did not yet die, as lemaisa the lashon of heicholai is referring to a cholol, and as the Rosh states, the shapim mikri cholol kiven de rav geisin lemisa, that since rav geisin will die, therefore it's possible to say that that's what the Torah meant when it said Leicholai, that even though this person is still a cholol, you would still be also to be metapel with this person. And keep in mind that even though Reish Lakish just stated that the pasuk leitam ba'al ba'am of lecholoi is not only referring to a mace, but it's referring to a geist as well. However, as we will see at the bottom of this amid, that although certainly because of this pasuk, it will be also for a kohen, or by extension a nazir, to touch a geist or to go into the oil of a geist. However, the kohen will not become tamei by going into the oil or by touching the geist, as of course the only time that tumas mace applies is only when a person completely dies and not while he's a geist. And lefi zeh, it's almost as if the Torah is teaching us some sort of siyog, an exerer that a kohen hedit should not go into an oil and should not be metapel with the geisis, because maybe the geisis will die and it'll be ivan issa deraisa of becoming tamei lemeis. However, I in the Rosh, where it's mashma that if a kohen goes into into the oila mace of a geisus, or he's metapal with a geisus, he would actually become tamei mace. And Reish Lakish continues and states, ulamanda ama mimaisam, and according to Rebbe that learns this din from the word bimaisam that states benegay and nazir, as the pasuk says, so according to him, atshiyamasin, that the only time that the nazir is also to be metapal with this person is only at the point that he dies. However, geisus loy, if he's still a geisus, he would not be also to be metapal with him at all. And the Gemara continues, ulamanda ama mechaloi, according to Tanakhama, that learns this din from the term mechaloi that it says by a kohen hedit, haksib b'maisam, it also says the term b'maisam, benegated din of a nazir. So what does he do with the word b'maisam? Zok the Gemara, the Tanakhama is mebayle l'chirabi. He uses this for the din of Rabbi. The Tan, as we learned in Brysa, Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi states, b'maisam ain't a metama, that a nazir has an issa to be metame to mesim, av metame b'negasam u'vizivasam. However, he can be metame if someone has a nega or someone is a zav, and that would not be us of him. And therefore, a nazir is allowed to touch someone who is a mitzvah, and he's allowed to touch someone that's a zav. And the only issa on a nazir is to come into contact with a corpse or to be ba'il ha-meis and become tamei meis. And the Rosh says a very interesting lashon over here, as Rosh says, "Avam tamehu bezivu v'negayim im haya aviv zav mitzvah." If his father was a zav mitzvah, he can be metame to his father. And it's mashma that according to the Rosh, that if there's a regular person who's not the nazir's father or his karev, that would be also for the nazir to become tamei from his zav or from mitzvah b'tzarech bir. And keep in mind that this din that Tanakhama learned from the word b'maisam is actually a limud from his baplukta from Rebbe himself, and that will be negay in a moment. And the Gemara continues, "Ulamanda b'maisam." And according to Rebbe, you already used the word b'maisam to teach us the previous din that he learned from the din of nazir that ad shiyamus. And l'chera, how could he learn it for this din? But how mibayle l'haisvara? Rebbe himself taught us b'maisam einu metama avam metam b'negasam b'zavasam. And therefore, we see he already used the word b'maisam. And the Gemara answers, "Im kain le'makrab b'mais." If he would only want to teach us that din, it would say the lashon b'mais, my b'maisam. Why does it say the lashon b'maisam? Shmas minatati. We learn both dinim from the word b'maisam. And l'chera b'pashas Tanakhama doesn't learn two different dinim from the word b'maisam. And the Gemara continues and goes the opposite way. Ulamanda b'maisam, according to Rebbe, that learns from the din of b'maisam haksiv lechaloi. There's also the pasuk lechaloi that states b'negayah kain hedit. And the Gemara answers lechalo l'hachud asa. We actually need the word lechaloi to teach us the following din. B'misha einu mechulol yasazeh shemchulol va'imid, that the only time the issa for a kain to become tamei l'meis is only if he's not yet tamei. However, if he's already tamei and he's not being meisav al tumasai, he can't be over on another issa and receive two malchus, even if he touches another corpse. And the Gemara asks, ulamanda amal lecholoi, and according to the Tanakhama, who learned from the word lecholoi that states by a kohen hedit at shashiyamus, he already needs this term lecholoi to teach us that the issa to become tamei is only b'misha eina mechulol yatzeh shem chol va'imed. And the Gemara answers a similar teretz, im kein lemekol lahachol my lecholoi shmas minotati. By the fact that the teretz says lecholoi and doesn't only say lechol, therefore we're able to learn two dinim from this word. And the Gemara continues, Meisfei will ask a kasha on Reish Lakish, who said that lefi Tanakhama the din is that it's also for a kohen hedit to go into the oil or to be metapel with a geisus, as the Mishnah Masechtas Oilos teach us, Adam ina metame et shetetchin nafshay, that a person is not metame until they actually die, vafilu meguyed, vafilu geisus, and even if they're full of wounds and they're fatally wounded or they're already a geisus, they cannot be metame. Therefore, the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish, ulamanda amalecholei, according to the Tanakhama that learned from Heicholei, Haktani, they ain't a metame. We just learned that they're not metame when they're geisus, and you said that according to the Manda Malecholei, that not only is a kohen headed also to be metapel with a mace, but he's also us to be metapel with the geisus. The Gemara answers that this is not a question, because in Tmuye ad nafka nafshe, that there's no question that a geisus is not metame, and the only time that a person's metame someone is only when they're actually a corpse and they're already completely dead. However, l'neskulei ha'isra l'maisa b'negei the issa of going into the oil ha'mace and to be metapel with a kohen hedit, that already begins when he's a geisus. And the Rosh explains when the pasuk b'negei a kohen hedit states lo yitama bal ba'am avlei choloi, Rosh explains nehi de goli b'maisam she'inu metame et shiyamas, that even though the term b'maisam teaches you that you can't be metame until they actually die, v'inu loika mishum lo yitame, and therefore a kohen hedit would not get malchus if he goes to a geisus, mikol makam loika mishum lei choloi, he'll still be over on the issa lei choloi. And the Rosh explains that since it says the lashon lei choloi right after it says lo yitame, says as if it says lo yitame, that a kohen cannot become tame to an actual mace, and it's also as if it says v'loy lecholoi dehainu geisus she'inu roi lichyais. Therefore, a kohen headed who's betapel with the geisus, or he goes into an oil mace, would be chayiv malchus according to the shita of the Tanakh. Nekama. And the Gemara continues on Daf Mem Gimel and Beis, and although we know that a Kohen Gadol, as well as a Nazir, can not only not become Tameh to any person, but they also cannot become Tameh even to the Sheva Krevim. However, Kohen Hedit can become Tameh to any of his Sheva Krevim. However, our Gemara now teaches us, Rav Chista Rav, Rav Chista taught us in the name of Rav, Nikta Reish Shel Aviv, if a Kohen Hedit's father is decapitated, Einu Metameloi, then the Kohen Hedit cannot be Metameh to his father, and he can't go and be Metapel with his father in order to bury him. And the Mefarish is in, Afa Pisha Reish Bitzad Aguf, and even if the head is right next to his body, and he will actually bury both at the same time, he still cannot bury his father. And before we continue, the Makar for the din that a Kohen Hedit could be Metameh to Sheva Krevim is from the Pasuk in Achrei Mois that states, Ki Im L'Sheira HaKar Ve'Lov, Le'imai L'Aviv V'Lovnoi V'Lo'Yubito L'Achiv, and then the Pasuk says, V'Lachaysa B'Sula Krevi Lov Asher Lo Yehoysel Ish Lo Yitamo. And our Gemara now says, My Taima, what is the Pshat in Rav? Amukra, because the Pasuk says L'Aviv, that you can be Metameh to your father, V'Mizman Shu Sholim, that's only if your father is complete, V'Loi B'Zman Shu Chosa, and not if he's missing any of his limbs. And keep in mind, although Rav stated that if his father's head was decapitated, then the Kohen Hedit cannot be metapel with his father, however, possibly that is only if he lost his limb at the point of death. However, if he had a limb amputated while he was alive, so since he was able to live without that limb, so therefore he is still considered Sholem, and the son would be able to be metapel with his father, even according to Rav. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Amnuna. So Rav Amnuna responded to Rav Chista, El Me'ata, if this is true, Ka'azul Be'Pikta at the Avos, if your father was walking in the desert or in a valley where there are many robbers and bandits, Upaske Ganvil Reshe, and Ganev goes and decapitates his father, Hachinami Deloy L'Tamilei, will you say that a son cannot go and be metamed to his father? Since no one is there aside from the son, certainly the son could go and be metamed to his father. And Amalei, so Rav Chista responded back to Rav Amnuna, Mes Mitzvah Kamed, you're talking about a case where there's a Mes Mitzvah, Hashdei Shleim Bachrin Mechayiv, certainly in a case where there's a Mes Mitzvah, a Kohen Hedit could even be metamed to someone that's not his karv, and Ba'avavloi Kolshkein, and certainly a Kohen Hedit could be metamed to his father in that scenario, even though his father was decapitated. But in a Chanami, if the father dies in the city, and there are people to bury him, then Rav taught us that in that case, a son cannot be metamed to his father. And the Gemara is, behind Mes Mitzvah, are you telling me that this definition of a Mes Mitzvah, and if his father dies in a valley, the father is considered a Mes Mitzvah, V'atani B'lumenter Braisa, Ezeo Mes Mitzvah, what is considered a Mes Mitzvah, Kol She'in Lo Kairin, anyone that doesn't have someone to bury them. However, Kairi V'achirim in Reisai, if the Mes is able to call out, and someone will hear him and come and bury him, Ainza Mes Mitzvah, that is not considered someone that's in the category of Mes Mitzvah, for Isle Bra, and Lemaisa, since his son was there, and his son could go and hire someone in order to bury his father, so Lechiri, he shouldn't be considered a Mes Mitzvah, and the son should not be able to bury his father in that case, since he was decapitated, and as Rav said, that Nikta Reisha Shel Aviv Einu Metameloi. And the Gemara answers, Kivin Ka'azul Be'ucha, since he was traveling, and he was in a desolate area, Kamisha Ein Lekavrin Dami, in that case, it's also as if there was no one there to bury him, and therefore, even though his son happens to be there, his son doesn't have a requirement to go and hire someone in order to bury the father, as it's very difficult to find someone to go and bury him. And since in this case, his father is considered a Mes Mitzvah, therefore his son has a right to bury his father, even though he was decapitated and he was missing limbs. And before we continue, let's just point out that if a person is alive and becomes an amputee, then the din is that the Eva Menachai is Metameh just like a mace, and the same applies to an Eva Menameis. And the Gemara will now continue and ask a question on what Rav Chista taught us in the name of Rav, that Nikta Reish Shel Aviv Einu Metameh Loi. And the Gemara continues, Mace Fail Esio Kasher from a Braisa. The Pasuk says, B'nigeya Kain Hedit Sister, V'lachaysa Absula Kreve Lov, Asheloi Hoysel Ish, Lo Yitabo, he's allowed to be Metameh Tahar. And therefore the Gemara learns, Lahu Metameh, that he's only allowed to be Metameh to a whole body. However, V'einu Metameh Le'Evurah, if a Kain Hedit finds the Ivarim of his sister, he can't go and bury them, and he can't be Metapel with them. L'Fisheinu Metameh Le'Evim Menachai Shel Aviv, and certainly this is true because a Kain Hedit cannot even be Metameh to an Evim Menachai of his father, and even though he has a closer kurva to his father than to his sister. And Taisus is bothered that since the Braisa seems to be saying that would be able to learn this from a person's father, and L'Chari we have the same limud be the gay a person's father, that the Pasuk says La'aviv, and therefore will say that he only can be Metameh to the full body of his father, and not to one of his father's Evarim. L'Chari, why did the Braisa have to come up with a new limud be the gay his sister, and teach us from the words La Yitama, that La Hu Metameh Ve'in Metameh Le'Ve'er? The Braisa now continues and says something which is definitely against what Rav Chista taught us in the name of Rav, as the Braisa tells us, Avamachshu Aletzim Kisayra, if he already buried his father's body, so since he was already being metapa with his father's body and he became tummy, so then afterwards he could go and collect any other body parts of his father, and he could be metapa with those body parts as well. And the Gemara is now medaik, my machsu al etzim kisaira, lav lamemra di mechsa porta, the lechari, when it says in the Braisa that after he buries his father's body and he became tummy, he could go and find the rest of his father's body, so therefore it's muchach that we're talking about a case where his father's corpse was missing a body part and he was missing a limb, and even so we said that the kohen hedya could go and be metapel and bury his father, and therefore lechari we see against the din of Rav Chista in the name of Rav. And the Gemara answers, loi hahid Rabbi Yehuda he ain chenami, that this Braisa is going against the din of Rav Chista in the name of Rav. However, this Braisa is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Chista in the name of Rav will not hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph, the Gemara will bring a Braisa, we will see that Rav holds like that man to Omar. And the Rishonim explained that first of all, we know that that Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda because this Braisa is found in the Sifra, and Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. And number two, the Gemara now says, the Tanya, we also see Mefurish that Rabbi Yehuda holds like this, as we have a Braisa that states, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yitama Ve'ina Metama Le'ivura, that you're allowed to be Metama to the full body of your sister, and not only to her Ivarim. And the Bach takes out the next eight words, Ava Metama Hu Le'ivim Ena Meshul Aviv. However, if a Kohen headed already was Metami to his father, and already was Metapal by burying his father's body, then he could go and take a other Ivarim of his father and go and bury them as well. And therefore, clearly we see that the Shita Rabbi Yehuda is not like the Shita of Rav. And the Gemara continues and asks another question on Rav Chista in the name Rav from another Braisa. And the Mefarshim are bothered that L'chaira, since we just stated that in a Chinami we have a Braisa that's against Rav, but that Braisa will be going like Rabbi Yehuda, so what's the big deal that we have another Braisa that's going to be against Rav? Again, we could say that's going like Shita Rabbi Yehuda. And some explain that the Gemara wanted to show that it's not only a Das Yachid, but there are other Shitas like that, and L'chaira Rav should not be going and pasking against Halacha. However, others say that the Pshat is that since we're going to bring a Braisa, which will be in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and Mishnas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is Kavanoki, and we generally pasken like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, therefore the Gemara is trying to prove that since Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says this, so it must be that everyone holds like this, and therefore how could it be that Rabbi Chista would say otherwise? And as the Mefarer says, the second line of the small lines on Daf Mem Dalam and Alf, the Tikshit Rabbi Chista, and it will be a Kasha Rabbi Chista, the Ikar Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov to come and Nami Hachi, Ushma Minot, the Lukuli Alma, Lestul Rabbi Chista, the Alma Bizman Shu Sholim, Veloy Bizman Shu Chasser. And the Gemara continues to ask its question on Rabbi Chista in the name of Rav, Vatani Rabbi Kana, but Rabbi Kana taught us that he learned a Braisa from the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Lo Yitama Ve'inu Metama Le'ivura, that you could be Metama to your sister if she's complete, but you can't be Metama to her Averim alone. Pratli Kazayis Ben Ames, Ukazayis Natzel, Umoli Tavid Rakov. And this limud also includes and it teaches us that a Kohen Hed, you cannot be Metame to a Kazayis of the flesh of his sister. In addition, he can't be Metama to a Kazayis Natzel, to a Kazayis of her decomposed flesh, or the fluids that come out of her body. And a Kohen Hed, you can also not be Metame to his sister's decomposed body and to a ladleful of that dust that comes from her decomposed bones. And the Braisa Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov continues, you may think that a Kohen Hedya cannot be Metame to his sister's spinal column or to a skull or to the majority of a skeleton or to most of her bones of her body, meaning a person has Ramach Ivarim, and you may think that you cannot be Metame to 125 of her bones, Kshukasiv, and since the Pasuk says at the beginning of Emma, Vayyame Shalom Mesha, Emola Kohenim B'nai Aaron, Vamatan Aleim, Lenefesh Lo Yitame Ba'amav, since the Pasuk doesn't just say Emola Kohenim, and it says Vamata Aleim, it must be the Torah was trying to teach us that there's another type of tumor that we're not mentioning in the Pasha, and even though generally a Kohen Hedi cannot be metame to the Ivarim of his sister, but he can be metame to her Shedra, her Gogolis, her Roy Binyan, her Roy Binyan. And the Mefarshim discussed that even though one most famous drushes are learned from these words, as we learned in Masechtas Yevamos on Daf Kuf Yudal Adom and Aleph, that we learn Emor Vamata Lahazik Gedolim Malotanim. However, the Mefarshim explained that we could still learn both drushes from these words, and some Rishonim actually say that this drush of Agamar is chiluk on that drusha. And the Braisa continues on Daf Mem Dal and Alf, Yochel Lo Yitama L'Shedru L'Goylus Uroi Binyan Uroi Binyan Yishal Achirim. You may think that the only time Mechadish this is only Benigeya, his sister, and only regarding his sister, he could go and be Metame to Hashedru L'Goylus Uroi Binyan Uroi Binyan. However, maybe a Kohen Hedid would be also to be Metame to the Shedru L'Goylus Uroi Binyan Uroi Binyan of any of his other Kravim. And the Braisa states in Ma Metzinu, Amata we say, Ma Achaisim Yuchedish Gufa Talibai, just like Bidigay's sister, who he's related to, and he has a responsibility to bury her. And as Tesis and the Rush says, it's Mutelis Love Lakaivra, and the din is Mutama Lashedra Lugailus Rai Binyana Rai Binyana, and he has a right to be Mutama to Hashedra Gogailus Rai Binyana Rai Binyana. So Af kosher gufa talubai. So therefore, any kravim that a kohen had, it has a responsibility to bury. Mitame l'shedul gugelus rei binyane. He couldn't be mitame to the person's spine, to their skull, as well as to rei binyane and rei binyane. And l'maisa, clearly from this brisa, it's muchach, not like the words of Rav Chista in the name of Rav, as although we see from this brisa that a kohen hedyah cannot be metapel and that cannot be metame to smaller verim of his sister, but l'maisa, even if he doesn't have his entire body and he only wants to bury her shedra gogelus rei binyanei, he can do so. And clearly, this brisa is not like Rav Chista in the name of Rav. And the Gemara once again says, "Ahinami Rabbi Yehuda, einachinami." This is also going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda. And keep in mind that based on the way we explain shegufoi talui boy, since the kohen head it is a carve and he's responsible to bury her, so both the Rosh and Taisus are gerus in our Gemara. Ma'achesis shegufa talui boy. Whether the mafarish is actually gerus shegufa talui ba, he learns when the brisa states ma'achesis miuchedes shegufa talui ba that these averim that we're discussing, for example, the shedra and the goylus, are ikaguf talui oibizeh, that her ikka body is talui in these averim, and the averim shanashama tluya by I in the mafarish. And the Gemara continues that although we just saw two brises which are going like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, and we also saw that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds this way as well, and the Gemara therefore says Rav da Amar Kaitano, and Rav Chista who said over the name of Rav that nikta roisha shel aviv ena matamaloi, that if a father was decapitated, then the son is not allowed to be matamatim even though he's a kohen hedit. That is going like this Tana, and even though of course we have a cloud that Rav Tana who apolog, but of course we always want to try to find a Tana that Rav could be going like the Tana as we learned to the brisa Maisa Shemes aviv shel Reb Tzadik HaKoyen beginzek, that there was a story where the father of Tzadik HaKoyen died in Gidzek, and finally 3 years later they came to tell Reb Tzadik HaKoyen that his father died, and at this point Reb Tzadik HaKoyen wanted to move his father from Gidzek and move him to the Kivri of Esav, which of course would be a great cover to his father and something you allowed to do l'kfayin ha-meis. Ubav v'shalos Rav Yishua ben Elisha v'da'al zakeim she'imai, and he came to Esav Yishua ben Elisha and the four zakeim that were together with him, and he wanted to know that since he's a kohen headed, could he move his father and be metamed to his father or not? V'armu, and they responded, v'aviv bizmanshu sholim, that the only time that you can be metapel with your father is when he's complete, v'lay bizmanshu chasa, and not at the time that he's incomplete, and certainly after 3 years that your father died, he's definitely not complete, and therefore you can't be metamed to your father, and therefore we see that the shita of Rav is going like the shita of Rabbi Shua ben Elisha and these four zakenim, and we will stop over here.